Our next guest is the general manager of Toronto FC. They'll open up their home portion of the schedule. They're on the road the next couple, so this is your only chance the next 3 or 4 weeks to see them. We all know what the excitement's about, and they started with a great win in Seattle up in upstate Washington, 2-1 on Saturday. They'll take on DC United tomorrow. Tim Bezbachenko is the general manager of Toronto FC. Thanks for doing this this morning, Tim. We appreciate you getting up early.
No problem, guys. I'm up and I'm excited about tomorrow. So thanks for having me.
Do you have a horse in the Champions League race? I don't know where your allegiances lie with the huge, huge clubs of Europe.
Yeah, I do have a club. I wouldn't say in recent years it's kind of faded, but my club would be Man U, so I'd have to support them.
Oh yeah,
in the Champions League. So they had a good win this week, and hopefully their manager can keep his job and they can continue winning.
So you are a pro Moyes guy. That's good, because I'm surrounded by anti Moyes people, and I'm like, you guys settle down. You don't know what misery's like. Stop it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think in this day and age, it's tough to for managers, because people want immediate results, and I think that you have to have a long-term focus on the club, and I think that's what Manchester United did with Alex, with Fergie. So hopefully, they can turn things around and continue the winning ways that they hopefully started this week.
So in TFC's inception some years ago, I mean, it was a national story coming into their home opener and how much excitement there was. This weekend, does it rival when this franchise first started, do you think?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I sure do. I mean, the fans that I'm talking to, they seem to be just as excited, with all the changes we've made in the offseason and the fantastic job that I think Ryan and his coaching staff has done. I think we have a product on the field that soccer fans can be proud of, but also people that may, want to be trying something new can go and say, wow, this is a great environment, a great sporting environment for the family. It's fun. It's outdoors, and it's something we can enjoy. So we hope that it arrivals for opening day, because we think we have a team that can be competitive this year.
Tim Bezbachenko joining us, general manager of Toronto FC. They host DC United tomorrow, 4:30 at BMO Field. Lots of rallies, lots of fun stuff in the city before then. The home opener is a big deal. Was the one concern you might have had about this roster, not the talent on it, but how long would it take them to look like a quote-unquote team? Well, we see that in international tournaments all the time, and as you can have two bad games in an international tournament, you're gone, because the players don't gel and they don't find a way to pull that off. You've got all season to do this, but I think what most people were impressed by Saturday, Tim, was they look like they've been playing together for 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, no, I think Nelly had the team organized. He knows the defensive side of the ball, so he had the team in a very good shape, and we were able to get some two early goals, and then you can kind of control the game at that point, and you make the other team come to you. And by maintaining our defensive shape and keeping our boxes and our lines, as we call them, we were able to get a 2-1 win. But I think it is going to take time. I don't think you can expect us, obviously, to gel like a championship team or a playoff team right from the start. It's going to take games for us to feel out each other and get to know each other. We're on the road for the first 6 games, and some of that has to do with just the weather in Toronto. So, we're hoping to go into the summer. There's a break during the World Cup, at a good place, so that the second half of the year after All-Star, we can hit the ground running, and that's when we're really focusing on gaining momentum and heading to hopefully the playoffs at that point.
Toronto FC general manager Tim Bezbachenko, our guest on Brady and Walker. So everyone's excited about Jermaine Defoe and what a great debut, 2 goals in Seattle. Was there a moment in that game for you when, you anticipated this, but it was proof that, yes, of course, he's going to dominate this league? Remember when Ricky Williams came up to play for the Argos, it was very underwhelming. You never know how a guy adjusts to a new league and a new team, but it was pretty evident from, 10 minutes in that this was going to be a real big success.
Yeah, I mean, I think in MLS, and frankly in any league, you're going to get chances. The other team said that they were soft goals, or that it was based off a mistake from the other team. But that's how a lot of goals are scored in our league. So to have the ability to sort of thread the needle with the ball, Jonathan Osorio played a fantastic weighted pass into Jermaine Defoe, so he made it easy for him. So I think we have the talent surrounding Jermaine for him to succeed. And then obviously he's opportunistic, and he's one of those poachers in the box who he doesn't need a lot of opportunities. And if you can have a good sort of goal conversion rate, you're going to do well in MLS. And you've seen that with the likes of Thierry Henry, Robbie Keane, Marco de Vaio in Montreal, and in Germain's of a similar sort of mold, but even better.
Tim Bezbachenko, our guest, Toronto FC general manager, 4:30 DC United tomorrow. Last one before you go, the other competitions, how do you sort of weight those in terms of importance? At times, because of poor regular seasons, I feel like those may have been overemphasized, whether it's the Canadian Championship. People liked the distance Toronto FC won the Champions League. You know, from the English game, it means more to a club like Wigan to get to a FA Cup semifinal than it would at Chelsea. How do you view the importance of the Canadian and the Champions League?
Sure. I think, they're all important, and you're trying at the beginning of the season, you set goals and you want to win trophies. You want to win hardware, and all of those are up there for a chance for us to win. Now I think, one of the primary goals of this team is to make the playoffs. It has never made the playoffs. We have never made the playoffs. So that's our primary goal. Now, the Champions League's going on now. We're keenly aware of that. We watch the games, San Jose and LA. We watch those games and then we focus on them. And then obviously we start off the Canadian Championship against Vancouver. And when you're playing against, your Canadian rival, your team gets up for it. It's the feeling before the game. It's palpable. So, there's all of them are important. I would say it's hard to put one above the other, but obviously, given our playoff record, I would say that's the most important at this point.
Tim, should be beyond fun tomorrow and a great experience and great for the city. And the long suffering fans are really excited for this, and they've been excited for months. We hope you have a great day tomorrow.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.